This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that Islamic State has been defeated at its final shred of territory of Baghouz in Syria.
It took months of fierce fighting, but the Syrian Democratic Forces raised their yellow banner over the village of Baghouz Saturday, liberating the last pocket of territory held by Islamic State militants. Linda Robinson at the RAND Corporation says the SDF approached the battle in a deliberate manner.
Seeing all of these civilians coming out of hiding and out of these tunnels, there's been a real effort to avoid civilian casualties.
Yet many of those civilians continue to avow commitment to the Islamic State group's cause. And Robinson says IS has already made an alarming transition to insurgency.
They've been able to maintain a rhythm of attacks and casualties.
Something U.S. diplomat William Roebuck acknowledged at a ceremony in Baghouz.
We've been clear that the campaign is not over.
I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 1,300 passengers and crew were evacuated off a cruise ship after it sent out a Mayday call Saturday.
Rescue workers in helicopters had to launch a high-risk evacuation of the Viking Ocean cruise ship's passengers and crew, hoisting them up one by one to the helicopter as heavy winds and high waves tossed the ship from side to side off Norway's western coast. Meanwhile, people on the ship still waiting to be evacuated posted video showing chairs and other furniture being tossed around and part of the ceiling collapsing on people. Authorities say the Viking Sky cruise ship sent out a Mayday after running into engine trouble. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least four people were killed and more than 30 wounded in twin blasts at an agricultural show marking the traditional New Year's celebrations. This is VOA News. Up to 1 million people marched through London Saturday to demand a second referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. AP's Karen Chamis.
The sound of beating drums echoed through the streets of London as the People's Vote March converged on UK Parliament, where the fate of Brexit will be decided in the coming weeks. The march, which some estimated to be 1 million strong, comes a day after British Prime Minister Theresa May wrote to lawmakers saying she would only bring her EU divorce plan back to Parliament if there seems to be enough backing for it to pass. London's Mayor Sadiq Khan rallied the crowds as he suggested Britain cancels Brexit altogether.
It's time to withdraw Article 50.
Just earlier in the week, EU leaders in Brussels set two deadlines for Britain to leave the bloc or to take an entirely new path in considering its EU future. Karen Chamas, London.
A Mozambique government official says the death toll from a cyclone that hit, resulting in floods, has risen to more than 400. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the UN is warning of the risk of waterborne diseases, including cholera.
The death toll has spiked. Authorities say more than 400 lives have been claimed by the devastation, and some 15,000 people are still missing. Even for those who have survived, the nightmare is not yet over. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies confirmed on Friday that multiple cases of cholera have been reported in Beira. The United Nations confirmed Saturday that rivers were at risk of breaking their banks again. Rescue efforts have been significantly hindered by bad weather conditions. The storm has also caused mass destruction in neighboring Zimbabwe and Malawi.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protests as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rally in the capital. Hundreds of demonstrators began marching shortly after midday from a square in the north of Paris across the city. At least 10 people were killed, 10 others wounded, when militants stormed Somali government offices in Mogadishu Saturday. Eyewitnesses say the attack began with a suicide bombing at the front gate of a compound that houses the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of General Works and Reconstruction. Attackers then stormed the buildings and engaged in a gunfight with government security forces. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Local officials say as many as 115 Fulani people, including women and children, were killed in a raid by gunmen dressed as traditional Danzo hunters in two villages in Mali. The attacks on the villages took place as a UN Security Council mission visited Mali to try to find a solution to the violence that killed hundreds of civilians in the past year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.